What's up, campers? Welcome to another episode of Tales of the Trails, a podcast where three scouts talk about their adventures in the wilderness. Would you look at that? We got the script right this time. I'm Aditya, here with AJ and Andrew, and today, well, it's a Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. We've got a bit of a special episode for you. First off, happy Thanksgiving. We're heading into the holiday season, so it's going to be a good year. Wrapping up 2020, time flies. So
finally,
we're here to talk about. I know, right? But we're here to talk about, you know, how thankful we are, what we're thankful for. Before we get into that,
shameless plug time. Go subscribe where you're listening to our podcast right now. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. This podcast. You can be monthly subscribers and go out, check out our website at www.trailspodcast.com.
Is www or is it like HTTPS?
It's www.
//.
The W.
Okay, we'll see. The W. Yeah, cool. Support us because we're so thankful for you. And we wouldn't be where we are without you guys. So thank you for listening. Oh, so sad. Also, don't forget, you guys can check out our affiliate, Pursuit Retro. They sell some pretty cool stuff, some pretty cool gear. Andrew just bought one of their backpacks, so we're going to do like a little review / fun thing with the bag. Yep. And you guys can check that out in the weeks to come. But, all right, forget all that. That's not very important. Let's just talk about what we're thankful for. So it's Thanksgiving. First off, do you guys do anything big or special for Thanksgiving? If so, what do you do?
I mean, it's an American holiday. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone else in the world celebrates it.
Yeah, I mean, my family doesn't really do much. We do like a big dinner. We just play board games and watch TV all day. But we're not like calling all the fam. And I haven't been roasting a turkey for the last 48 hours. So, yeah. Or like making bread in my bathroom.
Bread in your bathroom.
Just different things that I've heard families do. What about AJ? Do you guys do anything?
Usually, I go down to visit my family on the Cape, and we all get together. We have some deep fried turkey, watch some American football, and we gamble with scratch tickets.
Campbell was crap.
Who's playing today? Thanksgiving game. Who's playing
it's,
today?
Right now, it's the Lions and the Texans, and then Cowboys and football team at the later game.
Cowboys in Washington.
Yeah. The ex Redskins. Very you know. Nice.
Not the Redskins anymore.
The Washington. Yeah. Oh well. So, okay, cool. Andrew, do you do anything?
Usually, you know, if
anything special.
Times were normal, we'd probably the whole entire family would come to our house and or go to somebody's mm-hmm. house. And then maybe feast.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, I usually call
but he's not in Germany anymore.
All right. We usually call over an uncle and aunt of mine. Shout out to Uncle Naresh and Auntie Shelley. They always come down and we do like a huge we have like a big dinner and then we play board games. Like we always play Risk and it's always like who's gonna win this year type of thing.
Who usually wins?
I won last year. it's debated. So, but we always like alternate houses. So last year they came over here.
So home field always
home
wins.
Field advantage.
Well, we don't play. We don't usually play when we go to their house. We so that because they're like an older couple, but they love to like go outside. They would be awesome. They would love this podcast. They're huge like hikers and like outdoorsy people. So we always go like on a hike or go for a walk with them. They have like a huge backyard and they have like the most beautiful garden. It's nice. Okay. Except 2 years ago, we went to their house and their oven was broken. So it was still one of the best Thanksgivings ever. But You know, we had to switch up our meal options.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay, so what are we thankful for? I mean, it's Thanksgiving. What are we thankful for? Who wants to start?
I don't know, man.
And you don't get all sappy on us right now.
you know me, I probably would.
All right, Andrew, why don't you start then? What are you thankful for? Man. This is prepping you for dinner tonight when your parents ask you the same question. Man,
I'm thankful for Jesus.
Andrew, you're looking at him right now.
Andrew's pointing at himself. I'm
thinking about that answer right there.
No.
You know, shit, I'll take your bait, AJ. You know, I guess it's, this podcast, you know, it's been real fun creating all these these little episodes and doing all this crazy stuff, you know, like, you know, starting a fire illegally, maybe not.
Yeah.
Andrew's also thankful for his chauffeur.
Oh yeah, my chauffeur.
Also AJ.
You know, it would just be real inconvenient
everywhere because he keeps selling his road tests.
Yeah, right. All right. So then, AJ, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for the classic friends, family, health, and wealth. Mm-hmm. But now that we're on the podcast, so I kind of have to mention you guys.
You got to mention the audience.
It was a dark time in court. When we started this whole thing,
right,
and it's been a blast. So, I gotta thank you, boys.
Yeah, this thing really pulled a few of us out of the shit.
Yeah, and we gotta thank the audience too. You know, some of support from my friends who listen. You know, it just motivates me to keep going, and you know, not to just quit on this whole thing.
Right. I mean, seeing that number of total plays go up every week, or like, you know, the like. The new audience, or what is it called? I gotta look it up.
Unique listeners.
Podcasting. Unique listeners. That's what it is. Seeing that go up every day is just so, you know, heartwarming. But the classic friends, family, health, and wealth. I wouldn't be. I think one thing I'm most thankful for is my education and the opportunities that I've provided that the average person might not get. Or might not have, but the biggest thing is education, school, my teachers, because it just keeps me, like, school keeps me grounded, it keeps me sane, gives me a routine, because if anyone who knows me knows that without routine, I am a nutcase. I need to stay busy, I need a routine, I need to keep moving, and so... Yeah, I mean, without school, without at work, shout out to my boss. all of my classes, like, it's just sports, my coaches, my teammates, all of my friends in school. So much to be thankful for. So, yeah, I mean, they've all shaped me. They've all shaped me to be the person that I am.
I gotta also add something to my list of things that I'm thankful for. I couldn't be the true Pope without it. So very thankful to
true
God
Pope.
And my religious beliefs that you know, yeah. I know Aditi is also pretty religious, so right, your religion like makes you who you are as well. So without it, like without
shapes
it wouldn't
your
be
cultures.
Anything. So gotta be thankful for me, God, that's who I believe in.
I think yeah, your religion plays a huge part in like the communities that you belong to, the people that you identify with. So many different things play a role in who you are as a person. You got to be thankful for all of them because one slight change and, you know, everything, your whole world could be different. Like, I could be living the same world I am right now, but you know, if I was Christian, AJ would be my best friend. That'd be scary.
And what, he's not?
Um, AJ just sent us this link.
I just went to Google and looked up
60 things to be thankful for.
What am I thankful for? And
number 10, opportunity to get an education.
Number 33, indoor plumbing.
Scrolling through it. Number 7, I can't be thankful for that right now, but hopefully next year around this time. It's having a
number
partner.
Seven, having a partner. Yikes. Dude, a year ago, exactly, pretty much.
We don't care about your love life. Ouch. At DPA. Oh, number 25, campfires. Whatever you think.
No way, really?
For those, yep. Especially for us.
Dude, campfire. Okay, that should be number one.
Number 26, pain.
Hey, but I agree with that. You know, without pain, you can't learn, right? You don't. There's no, without highs and lows, right? There's no difference. It's just solidity throughout your life. So pain helps.
Oh, number 58, hiking trails.
Okay, kind of sucks that the last one is the armed forces.
Save the best for last. Thank you to all the our veterans.
Fair enough. Yeah, that was so long ago. But hey, we're thankful. We're thankful for so many things. It's important to be thankful. It's important to appreciate what you have. And even if you aren't the most privileged person in the world, even if you're going through tough times, remembering what you have around you and remembering what you like, appreciating what you have, even if it's not as much as what the three of us have or what the other people around you have, that doesn't mean anything, right? Just because you have more doesn't mean you're better. So appreciate what you have, appreciate the opportunities you get, and stay thankful. Number 41, employment. Thanks, boss.
Yeah, there's always a lot of things to be thankful for, you know.
Dude, there's a few like nature ones. Like I've seen campfires. Number 35 is mountains.
I think that's warm clothing. That's always a good thing to have on a camping trip.
Number 10, opportunity to get an education.
Yep.
I love education. I'm such a huge advocate for education.
What are you gonna be, a teacher? And, you're gonna be a teacher in ETL.
I mean, you never know. I want to serve.
Education is good, but like school isn't. If you're getting what I mean.
Well, you don't need to go to school to be educated.
I feel like ever since I got to high school, my IQ has just gone down steadily.
But yeah. All right. So I think we've gotten pretty much everything that we're thankful for.
Yeah.
I mean, we have an infinite number of specific things to be thankful for, but
you can't
in the moment,
like,
you know,
ever say everything you're thankful for. There's so many things that you don't even know contribute to some good things in your life, and you can't be thankful. But you know, it's all about trying to not take everything for granted, and you know, take one day at a time. Right? Just be thankful you wake up the next day.
Right.
All right.
All right. So let's take a quick ad break, and then instead of hot takes, I've got a question for you guys.
Isn't that what the hot take segment is? Andrew, we're not gonna ask questions.
Yeah, but in this case, indeed, he's
gonna... Okay.
Andrew goes, nothing grows.
Right.
And we're back. All right. So yeah, no hot takes. I just have like, let's just talk about Thanksgiving a little more. So what are some like family traditions you guys have? Because I'm curious. Do you guys do like family traditions on Thanksgiving?
Not really, no.
I mean, as I previously said, we gamble
standard,
with
turkey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Like,
have you ever won anything with those scratch tickets? No.
Not really. One year, we played, I don't know if you know the game Left, Center, Right?
No.
So you, like, roll, and then, like,
familiar with it.
It has an L, a dot, a C or an R, and like whatever it does, you get to keep it or you have to pass it, and then whoever ends up with like the last chip wins. So I will tickets from that game, and then the next day we did a game of 99, which is a card game, and I won 33 scratch tickets. And then we played another round of left, center, right, and I got another 33 scratch tickets. So I swept the whole weekend, and I ended up only getting $60 from like a bunch of scratch tickets.
Well, like $60, that's still not bad.
I mean, yeah, I didn't pay for any of the scratch tickets, so but other people did. So
right.
Did anyone else pull any big wins or
no, just
no.
But maybe. with that $60, I bought myself a ukulele. So.
That you can't play.
I can play a couple songs. I'll go get it right now.
Uh-oh. No, all right. How do I mute someone on Anchor? my
but you DTA. You have
yeah, my biggest tradition is the just board games. We always play, like I said, we always play a big game of Risk. So that's fun.
I thought you had like a serious, like real thinker question, but this is just like
yeah.
what you said. In the
no,
first
I know. I thought like, cause I think we kind of covered it when we were talking about like what we're thankful for, but yeah, my biggest tradition is just like we play board games, we stay at home, we chill, and then we complain about how Black Friday is a scam.
Yeah. You boys want to go, you guys want to go to the mall at midnight tonight? I'll go pick you up.
Camp out.
I just don't have money.
That's fine. You just gotta steal it from people.
Andrew, what about you? Do you guys have any like specific family traditions? I don't know. I feel like every family has a tradition that they just do.
Not really. We just eat food and we leave our Christmas lights up until February.
Awesome.
Until February.
What else?
Usually your family has a bunch of political conversations. That's like the whole, like, don't have political conversations at Thanksgiving. My family usually has them at Easter, really. Which is like an odd time. But
Easter?
Yeah, it gets heated.
As prime time.
Yeah, some punches. Some punches Easter have Sunday. Almost been thrown. People have been kicked out of the house.
We always talk about like I remember one year we had like a huge discussion on like the economics of Black Friday. And like, we were like whipping out like the catalogs and our calculators and just doing math.
Yeah, all the Indians doing math for Thanksgiving.
It was kind of fun. We were like figuring out like, you know, like whether like just like the marginal stuff, like the marginal costs and everything of like different goods and like how, whether or not like, you know, companies are at a loss or stuff like that. What is your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
The break from school.
Break from school.
Yeah, you get a couple days off.
Let's go.
Andrew?
A couple days. I like that answer. I like the break from school. Yeah. You know?
I don't really have a favorite part. I hate being at home. I like going to school. I'm one of those kids that just loves school. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually we travel, so I love to travel, but
yeah, but you can't travel this year. Where were you planning on traveling this year? Or
well, usually we go to that planned so out? This year we would have gone up to New Hampshire for to visit my aunt and uncle. Mm-hmm. But you know, COVID
and all that, yeah.
All right, you guys are boring me and the entire audience.
Yeah, I think we're about done here.
That's the same list that I just pulled up.
Really?
Yeah,
I looked up like questions to ask.
I'm gonna ask the better one.
Go for it.
If you could thank,
all right, let's hear AJ's question.
If you could thank one person, living or dead, for his or her influence on your life, who would you thank and why?
I like to thank myself, you know.
Technically, you have had an influence on your life.
Who's had the big, like, one of the biggest influences?
How about you, AJ? It seems like ADT's
I need some time.
Yeah, I was hoping you guys would come up with a good answer and it would inspire me too. But Andrew kind of failed at that.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
me, myself, or I.
You know.
I would probably go with two people. I'm gonna change the rules here. I'm gonna bring back two people from the dead. I'm gonna bring back my grandmother, who passed away a couple years ago. She had a good influence on me, with just the way she lived her life.
What did you guys call her?
All happily. What?
What did you guys call her? Like, I know everyone calls their grandma.
I called her Ma, M A.
Ma. Yeah.
So right. She's always happy, even going through treatment and everything. She always had a smile on her face, and mm-hmm. she'd always pray.
Let me guess who the other one is.
Guess.
I feel like I know who. Is it Dave?
It is.
Yeah.
The White Wolf, as my dad would call him, Echo. My dad always called him Echo because he repeated everything someone had just said. But he would go more in depth and make it more of a lesson. Instead of just like, don't do that again.
A lecture.
The extra echo.
Yeah, the lecture. The lecture king.
I want to say, I'd have to think.
He turned the scout hall into a lecture hall.
I think for me, I'd either think everyone I've ever hated or my best friend. I never hated you.
You're welcome.
No, I mean, I feel like the people that like, you know, through adversity my way or just made my life more difficult kind of inspired me to keep going.
Thank you to all the haters that made me work even harder.
I mean, at times it was me, right? Like, at times, like, it was me who was making my own life difficult with my mental health and stuff like that. But, I mean, it probably still is. I don't know.
You're not the only one.
But, like...
You make my mental health worse, too.
Screw you. Oh my god. No, but like just like that idea of, you know, constantly keep going, keep your head up, you know, live and let live.
You got this, champ. Come on.
Yeah. Bob Marley, live the life you love, love the life you live. I don't know, just
see. Let's get another question. One more question.
Like, hold on. And then my other one would be my best friend, one of my best friends, who's got this really carefree spirit.
You're welcome again.
And it's not you.
It's obviously me, of course, and, you know.
Yeah, she...
Oh, it's a she. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Carefree.
Addie got friend zone.
Very inspirational. Yeah. All right. What was your question, Andrew?
Do we have another question?
Do we?
Do
we want to have
list.
A?
If you could create right. another holiday, what would it like? What would it be called, and what would it be about? And you know, would we get like, how long would we celebrate it for, and everything?
So it would That's be called. It'd be called National Trails Day. And you'd be required to listen to our podcast for 24 hours straight, as many episodes as you
required.
Whoever listens to the most gets an award.
Gets $100,000 from the government. You know, like the people just pop it off, like listening to our episodes. No.
Mm-hmm.
I would win that immediately because I would make it.
It's
like,
a good question.
I think I would
put it on repeat.
I feel like there's not enough holidays that just celebrate people as a whole, like the whole, like, you need a day that just celebrates humanity and all the struggles, like, you know, there's like Mental Health Awareness Day and like Cancer Awareness Days and everything, but you need something that just celebrates struggle and the idea of getting past it.
Struggle
and
day.
Not celebrating the struggle
itself.
Struggle
day, come on. Everybody takes a ride in the struggle bus.
No. Struggle bus. No, I worried about
it. We all go to Spain, like, without
just,
the S.
just a day to celebrate humanity and to celebrate accomplishments. It's kind of like a self Self-Reflection Day. It's probably, it'd probably be called People's Day.
It'd be called the DTA Day.
Yeah, because I'm just constantly struggling.
Andrew, what would you create?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'd probably go with a holiday of some sort that, like, I don't know. So something about the stars, you know? That's what I'm feeling like here. It'd be a holiday about the stars. Because I think the stars are pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
And, like, how light pollution.
Throwback, like, throwback to when we stargazed at the shotgun field.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
You guys that was trespassed. That was fun.
Just a little bit.
You know. Fun's always dangerous.
Yeah. I would. Andrew, you're not gonna let me make a holiday.
No, I'm not gonna let you make it. All right, go on. sorry.
Andrew just wants to get out of here.
Yeah, I'm not.
All right, the holiday that I would make would be celebrated on the first Friday of every other month. And everybody would get out of work and school. And it would be called Outdoors Day or something like that. And you got to go camping or do something outdoors. And just because we all kind of take nature for granted and the outdoors and the forest and everything. So go out and appreciate it and use it and get outdoors and everything.
Respect it. You got to respect it. Yeah, I like that. All right, well, from the Trails crew to your crew, we wish you an amazing Thanksgiving. Don't forget to be grateful. Share the love with the people around you because you never know when they're going to be gone. Don't want to be morbid or anything, but
yeah,
constantly remind the people around you that you love them, that you care about them, that you're there for them. Be grateful for what you have. Continue to fight through any adversity that you face. We thank you so much for being here as always. Whether you're a monthly supporter, just you know, a listener, a subscriber, a follower, whatever you are, whoever you are, we thank you so much. And we'll see you next time.
Beep.
All right.
That's the sound of my oven. Looks like the turkey's done. I gotta go. So, have a happy Thanksgiving, guys.
We'll see you next time. All right. On Tales of the Trails. Bye. Peace out, guys.